Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Isn't it great worship this morning? You know, I just want to share a few thoughts. Not a three-point sermon, I'm not a theologian or anything, but I just want to share a few thoughts with you this morning. Thoughts that I believe God has been stirring me up about. A few months ago, this verse kind of came into my mind or stood out. I can't remember if I was reading it or, you know, it just came into my mind, but it's been in my mind for a few weeks, and in fact, probably a few months. And really, I just want to throughout what I believe God has been saying to me about it, and you know, maybe it'll be a blessing to you, maybe it'll be a challenge. It's certainly challenged me. And you know, it's easy just to read something, isn't it? And sometimes I read and then 5 minutes later I think, oh, what did I read this morning? Anybody else like that or just me? No. Yeah. And you know, I heard a preacher saying, I was listening to a podcast and this preacher said, don't let a verse go until you've totally milked it, until it starts producing fruit. I thought that was really good, because it's so easy just to take it in, slip over it, okay, I've done my reading today, you know, and you just move on. But, you know, it's good to think about it and to meditate on it. Now, I've told this story before, so some of you will have heard it, some of you won't, so if you have, please forgive me. But, you know, we were on holiday when our children were small. We only had three children then, so they were quite young. And we were in Mid Wales Christian Centre, and it was a great holiday. You lived in caravans, but you went to the centre, and you got your meals, and there was really good speakers, and there'd lots of activities for the children. It was a really great week for us. My mum and dad were with us. And one day, our oldest son, John, who was about 7 or 8 at the time, came in from one of the children's meetings, and he says, oh, Mum, Dad, I got saved today. And of course, we were absolutely delighted. And that was great. You know, it was really good when your children give their hearts to Jesus. It's just wonderful. But about a year or so later, he came in. I think it was the King's Club at the time, and I think they were doing a summer mission. And he came home one day, and he says, I got saved today. And we thought, great, you know, that's fantastic. Of course, you're delighted. But then we had to have a little discussion, and we said, you know, John, we thought you got saved before. Yeah, he says, but it didn't work last time. And, you know, sometimes, if we're honest, sometimes we maybe feel a little bit like that. You know, we feel, especially when we're maybe first saved, there's maybe times when we've doubted or times when we've felt frustrated that our prayers are not getting answered quick enough, or maybe it's been a tough season where things haven't gone according to our plan. And, you know, then stuff kind of happens and doubts come into our mind and we've said, you know, is this really working for me? But, you know, that's because we've allowed the stuff to take God's place in our lives. You know, I'd like us to look at just a few verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And it's in verse 7 to 9. I just want to read them to you. And this is the verse I want to look at today. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Amazing verses. So easy just to read them, pass over them. But, you know, but when we stop and think about them, it really, as I say, stood out to me. In the New Living Translation, verse 7 says, but this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us is held in perishable containers, that is, in our weak bodies, so everyone can see that our glorious power is from God and not our own. You know, treasure is something very precious, isn't it? Something precious. When I was a little girl, I loved stories about smugglers. You know, living on the northeast coast and down at the beach, and I loved stories about smugglers coming in and finding treasure in caves and all that kind of things. And treasure is something very, very precious. And we must be so loved if God entrusts us with this treasure. And this treasure really is himself, isn't it? It's Jesus. You know, when we get saved and ask Jesus to forgive our sins, this treasure, Jesus in the form of the Holy Spirit, comes to live in us. You know, when we stop and think about that, that's just amazing, isn't it? That Jesus, Wilson's already said this morning that, you know, when we sing that song, the Lord is in this place, but the Lord is in this place. And, you know, that was kind of a wow moment for me when Wilson said that, because that's really what I'm sharing on today. And, you know, but sadly, things happen or we allow things to come into our life, and sometimes the treasure kind of gets a little bit buried and other things take over. But, you know, sometimes as well, we can become so familiar with church life. I've grown up in church ever since I've, you know, been born. My parents are Christians and I've gone along to church. And sometimes it becomes so familiar and becomes so routine, and sometimes it even gets in the way of other things that you want to do. And, you know, it's not precious treasure to you anymore. It's kind of, oh, I've got to go to church again, you know. And it can become so familiar. You know, last Saturday, Michael and I went to Largs for the day. We love a day out on a Saturday if there's no football on and stuff like that. And we went off to Largs, and it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. It was cold, but it was just a lovely day. And we went for a walk along the seafront, and then we went up to the shops. And like many small towns, there was lots of charity shops there in Largs. Now, years ago, when we got married, ornaments were a big thing. I don't know, does young people know what an ornament is? But, you know, they were such a big thing. And, you know, if you got a really good ornament, like a Royal Doulton lady, oh, wow. And we got a few as wedding presents. Another thing that we used to collect when we were first married was china plates. Did anybody collect china plates and you hung them on your wall and you could collect a whole set and you got a certificate with them? And, you know, these are things that we thought, wow, it was like treasures. And one day they're going to be worth a fortune and we're going to sell them and we're all just going to become so rich. Well, maybe yours are valuable, but ours are not really worth anything at all. But if you like them, you might get some bargains in Largs. And, you know, as we walked around Largs and looked in the charity shop, there was a charity shop window and there was Royal Doulton plates, that china plates that we used to collect, and they were so valuable. £3 they were selling for. You know, just worth hardly anything. Royal Doulton lady, again, not worth, or not, didn't cost much at all. So if you really want them, you know, you'll know where to find them. But often the things that we think are very, very valuable, they lose their value. You know, they become either broken or we lose interest in them. And that we find out that they're not worth hardly anything at all. And you know where all those wonderful treasures that we have, or we had, we still have them, but they're wrapped up and they're in boxes in the attic and don't really know what to do with them. See, what I once thought was treasure is not treasure at all. You know, it's not long since Christmas, and Christmas morning is a very exciting It's a very exciting time, and especially with young children, still is very exciting in our house, but when the children were small, it was very, very exciting, and they would come downstairs and open their much-longed-for gifts. But, you know, a few weeks sometimes, depending on what it was, or sometimes a few months, or certainly after a time, you know, maybe interest was lost in the gifts, or maybe they got a little bit broken, or there's some other new advert on TV, and the children think, oh, I'd really like that now. And next Christmas, it's a different list. You see, those valuable things, the things that we'd look at as treasure, suddenly become worthless. And, you know, often things in our lives become familiar or kind of we don't place the same value on them because things change all the time. Life is constantly changing at a very fast pace. You know, like I said, often things can become familiar, even people. And I hope we don't take people for granted. We use things very glibly, like water. You know, We can go to the sink at any time and turn the tap on and we have fresh water. But, you know, we just heard a few weeks ago when Lindsay and Becky and... Lindsay and Becky and... Ben. See? Ben shared about their missions trip. And the countries that they were visiting, water would be very, very precious. Almost like treasure in some parts of the world. Something that is very familiar to us in a third world country is very, very valuable. You know, when I was ill and when I was in hospital a few years ago, it gave me a lot of time to think. Some things I realized that I'd taken for granted. You know, when you've time out, you kind of, your thoughts are a little bit different. And, you know, I realized that I missed things like just being able to go outside or jump in the car and go wherever I wanted or, you know, just take a walk. Sometimes, you know, just sitting with family and having a meal, things like that, the things that you kind of just do day in, day out. You think, what will I make for dinner? And it's dinner time again and all this kind of thing. Suddenly, they become so valuable. And, you know, I never missed my Daltons and I never missed my china plates. And, in fact, I don't think you really miss any worldly treasures, but you miss the things like people, the things that are real valuable in your life. You know, getting up and making a cup of tea or coffee when you feel like it. You know, these are the things that you miss. And one memory stands out to me, and this will maybe sound really crazy to you, but if you like walking, we like walking, and I've spoken about this a lot, but there are certain paths that you walk on, especially like up in the hills and everything. And there's little stones that you walk on. And you know that crunchy noise beneath your feet? It was almost like I thought in that over and over again and just longed for the noise of those stones beneath my feet. Just the most simple, basic things. See, the real treasure, I think, in life is not all our possessions. Yes, they're important and we need them. But it's each other. And it's the simple things in life. You know, one of our first outings was to North Berwick, and a walk on the beach, it was almost overwhelming because just something you hadn't been able to do. A week or two before Christmas, I dropped my phone in water. Well, I grabbed it as quickly as I could, but for the first 10 seconds, I thought, it's going to be absolutely fine, and it's going to work, and it did for about 10 seconds. Then everything started to go a little bit funny. Now, it's not just the phone that I would have missed. It's the photos, it's the messages, it's the notes, it's all different kinds of information that I have on my phone. But up till then, I think I just took my phone for granted. You know, you throw it in your bag and you don't think much about it at all. But suddenly I was beginning to get a bit panicky because it became very valuable to me and it was almost like treasure that I had lost. And now if you're really clever and you know if your stuff's backed up or not, maybe you could just go and get another phone and realize you haven't lost anything. But I haven't got a clue. I'm not very technical, so I don't know if it's backed up or not. But you know, I was given some advice to bury it in rice. So I buried it in rice, and thankfully, after 3 days, my phone had a resurrection. And it is working absolutely brilliantly. There's just a little bit in the corner of the screen, it's not. But you know, suddenly things that are precious to you when they're taken away, or things that you take for granted suddenly are precious to you. You know, I wonder how we treat the gifts that God has given us. Do we take them for granted? Are they just familiar for us? Things like love, joy, peace, forgiveness, hope. Are they just familiar? Or do we treat them like treasure? Sometimes I think we need fresh eyes to see the things that we have, to see who we are and to see the treasure that we have within us. And because of that treasure, to realize and to see the difference that we can make in other people's lives. You know, Psalm 119, verse 62 says, I rejoice in your word like one who finds great treasure. You know, do we love God's word? Is it a chore in the mornings or whatever time you read just to get up and think, oh no, you know, I'm in a hurry, I'm going to work, but I've got to spend time reading? Or is it something that we love and we look forward to because it feeds our inner man, just like we need our breakfast or our lunch or our dinner. You know, it feeds our body, but it feeds our inner man when we read and when we feed our spirit. You know, keeping that kind of treasure, the treasure that God has placed within us to ourselves, is not God's plan. He wants us to pass it on. You know, and it's by reading and spending time with him that treasure becomes even more valuable to us. You know, I don't know about you, but like I said, sometimes you get up and you think, okay, I've got this to do and I've got that to do. And then when it comes time to sit down and read, there's a million other things comes into your mind that you need to do. Does anybody else find that? Because, you know, I think the enemy knows that when we spend time here, that's when we grow spiritually. That's when we learn. That's when we become stronger. And that's when we get to know God that bit better. Matthew 6 and 21 says, where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. And if you want to know, or if I want to know where my heart is, I just need to look back at my diary and look at how I've spent my time that week. Or else I need to think about how I spent my money that week. You know, that's how we find out where our heart is. You know, there's nothing wrong with material possessions. We need them. We need them for everyday life. God even blesses us with them. But the problem is when they come between us and God and when it affects our relationship with him. Matthew 13 and 44, Jesus tells a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field and to get the treasure too. He was totally focused on what he wanted. He knew what he wanted. In the commentary, I'm getting really clever now, I'm getting into commentaries. Michael gave me them. The kingdom of heaven is more valuable than anything else we can have. And a person must be willing to give up everything to obtain it. This man stumbled upon the treasure by accident, but when he found it, he knew its value. In Bible times, you know, there was no banks or safes, so people used to bury treasure, maybe put it in a clay pot and bury it in the ground. But sometimes something happened and they never got back for it, or they forgot where they'd put it. That's quite a bad thing to happen, isn't it, if you bury treasure and forget where it is. But, you know, Jesus uses this parable to show the real value of his kingdom, that we should treasure our faith and treasure him above everything else. That man sold everything that he had to obtain that treasure. You see, the kingdom of God is a treasure within us. It's not treasure that we just look at and kind of keep all to ourselves. But it's treasure that we value and are given it to steward. Not to keep, like I said, but to give it away to others. And when we realize how precious this treasure is, we really want to share it with other people. Like I said earlier, we don't lose it by giving it away. You know, it's an absolute privilege to steward and to have this treasure, but it's also a responsibility. You know, we all have a story. We all have a testimony. Every single one of us has a story or a testimony. And, you know, your story might be treasure to someone else. It might be the answer to someone else's problem or to what's going on in their life. You know, your story might cause someone else to take the first steps towards Jesus in their journey. Never be afraid to share your story. And you know, no one can argue with experience. Sometimes we're afraid to tell our story, but it actually happened to us. So nobody can really argue with what has happened to you. So we don't lose it when we pass it on, but we can help someone else on their journey. And you know what? When we do that, it encourages us even more to tell our story because we see the difference that it makes in other people's lives. People are treasure, aren't they? Our families are treasures. When we see a baby, we often say, oh, what a wee treasure. You know, I call our grandchildren wee treasures because they are. But there's even more important treasure, the treasure that God has given us within. So all around us, there's treasure of all different kinds. Every time we leave home, we leave most of our treasure behind. Now, some of our treasure is in banks, if we've got some money. But, you know, we don't carry it around with us. Even if it's your car, you've got to park it somewhere. You know, we've got to leave that treasure behind. If we get on an airplane and they give us the safety announcement, they tell us just to leave everything behind in case of emergency and just get out yourself. See, most treasure, especially worldly possessions, they are replaceable. People are not, but possessions are. You know, if we're somewhere where there's a fire alarm, you kind of think, okay, I need to get my bag. You know, the night that Mark Ritchie was here, the fire alarm went off and we're all just standing and we thought, okay, maybe it's time to get out. We kind of need to get out. But you think, I don't want to go without my handbag and everything that's in it. But you know, most treasure is replaceable. The verse that we read at the start says, this treasure is in earthen vessels. You know, our weak bodies are perishable containers, really. And you know, we're all the same. Sometimes we get an idea in our minds that someone is better than others, but you know, God made us all the same. We came into this world the same way. We're weak. We can mess up. Sometimes we fail. We can feel small and insignificant. No one is invincible, you know. But God chose us, human beings, to carry this treasure. You know, that just about blows our minds sometimes. God chose us. You know, I don't know how your self-esteem is today or how you feel about yourself, but God thinks that you're worthy. God thinks that you're worth it, and he died to show that. You know, in the beginning when God made the world, he spoke it into being. You know, out of nothing, he created what we see today. And we love to go walking in the hills, and we love nice scenery. And you think, you know what? God just made that from nothing. He just spoke it into being. And you know, if God can do that with nothing, how much can God do with our broken lives when we give them to him? You know, this jars of clay that has been made, God made us from the dust of the earth. You know, what a privilege to carry his treasure. And God can do so much with our broken lives. He can make something beautiful, something good from them. The Bible tells us that he can make beauty from ashes. You know, the enemy wants us to believe that we're not good enough. Or else he wants us to believe that we're so good and self-sufficient that we don't need God in our lives. But to live fulfilled lives and to live our potential, and it's so important to live for the purpose that God created us for. We need our maker. We need our creator in our lives. You know, we look on and we see other people and we think, oh, they're really successful. I wish I could be like them. And I'm kind of envious of their life because they're leading the life that I would like to live. But you know, God is an adventure for you. Every individual has got a plan and a design with your name on it. And you know, it's designed just special for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. When we moved to England, oh, I can hardly believe it's 33 and a half years ago now, but it is. And when Michael went to Bible college, I always say that I thought my enjoyment in life had come to an end. I thought I was in for the most boring life ever. Now, I will admit that ministry or pastoral life, however we want to say it, was very different in some ways then than it is now. You know, I thought I was going to be such a boring lady and just, you know, not have any enjoyment. But, you know, God's had and still has a crazy adventure for us, and I wouldn't swap it for anything. But, you know, if you don't step out in faith, you don't experience it. You know, if we just live from day to day like how we want to live, you don't experience this wonderful adventure that God's trusted, that God's got for us. But we have to step out and we have to trust him. You know, don't be afraid to trust him. He's so good and he loves us so much. Don't be afraid to put our trust totally in him. You know, we've seen today how much everything changes. Values changed, what the things that we like changes, our taste changes. But you know, through all that, Jesus is the constant in our lives. He never changes. He is our treasure that money can't buy, and it's available to everyone, however poor or however rich they are. You know, after it talks about the treasure in jars of clay, it says, so that everyone can see that our glorious power is from God and not our own. You see, when he lives in us, it should make us, well, we should naturally act and react differently. Sometimes we have to choose to act and react differently, but because of his power that's within us, hopefully it helps us to do that. That doesn't mean to say we'll never mess up again. That doesn't mean to say we'll never say a wrong thing. But you know, it's the power, with his power within us, that helps us or makes us different. You see, we should be able to love more than others. We should be able to see good in people more than others, to be more thankful, to be more caring, more daring in a sense, because we're stronger and more at peace, more hope. All these great, they are feelings, but they're qualities and attributes that are from God. And the glory always goes to him. His power and his gifts are not always maybe what rises to the surface in different circumstances and situations. But you know, he helps us and they are available within us. We don't suddenly become perfect when we give our lives to Jesus. He's got a lot of work to do in us. And I think we can see that the potter is still working on that clay pot and he keeps working in us. But you know, who wouldn't want the amazing things that God gives us? Who wouldn't want peace in the storm? Who wouldn't want love when they feel rejected? Who wouldn't want provision when they're in need? And hope when we feel hopeless? Who wouldn't want to be forgiven when we fail and fall, and strength to get back up again? Who wouldn't want to feel joy when you feel down, and calm when we're afraid, and thankful when we feel empty? Because there's always something to be thankful for, isn't there? And who wouldn't want to feel freedom when they feel bound? And you know, there's a whole lot of other things I could say there. You know, there's a whole hurting world out there that needs to know what a good God we have. You know, will we live for things that change and lose value? Or will we live for the real treasure? The choice is ours today, isn't it? You know, treasure that we can carry with us. Not treasure that we leave at home, or treasure that we park in a car park or go to the bank with. But treasure that we carry with us all the time. You know, maybe the band will come now. Last Sunday night, Michael gave a word of prophecy. He hadn't a clue what I was speaking on today. But it said that God's treasure chest is open. You know, I couldn't believe it. I mean, treasure's not a word we use every day, is it? It's maybe even an old-fashioned kind of word. But it's a word that I've been quite intrigued with lately. And when I heard that word last Sunday, I thought, wow, imagine that word of prophecy. You know, sometimes we just need a little bit of confirmation, and God always gives us what we need. And you know, maybe God is speaking to us about his treasure, about him being our treasure. And you know, in every circumstance, when God's part of our lives, there is treasure to be found. In Isaiah 45, verse 3, it says, I will give you the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places. You know, sometimes we've got to dig for treasure. Sometimes we've got to seek God with all our heart. Well, not sometimes, always. Seek God with all our hearts, and that's when he will be found. You know, we're all millionaires today, and we can have as much of God as we want in our lives. You know, we don't have to have a lot of money to have a lot of treasure. And you know, when we think that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, you know, I just have to stand back and say, wow. And you know, half of the time, or most of the time, we'll probably walk around, or I can only speak for myself, I walk around and I probably don't realize that. You know, that God lives within us. Wilson, your word really blessed me today. Really blessed me, and I'm glad to see that you're looking so much better. And you know, Wilson's found God in his journey. You know, what a privilege to be carriers of his presence, isn't it? But also, let's not forget the responsibility. And you know, the more we get to know Jesus, the more we discover all this hidden treasure, more about him, you know, the more we love him and the more valuable he becomes to us.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.